Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Wondrously strange and brilliant William Alcott Savory, or better known as the Savory Jazz Collection, we begin a themed hour of jazz with Lionel Hampton doing Stardust off Volume 1, known as Body and Soul, Coleman Hawkins and Friends. That's the name of the actual volume. So the National Jazz Museum has rolled out the red carpet to present the world this collection in three distinct and jazz taste-filled volumes. It's the end of a 36-year quest that is centered on Bill and his love of jazz. He was a trained musician and audio engineer and served in the U.S. Navy, where he developed radar technology and flew as a test pilot. At the end of the proverbial day, he was a music lover who single-handedly captured hundreds of hours of top-shelf music off the air in the 6 years preceding America's entry into World War II, and a lot of people believe that was a golden era of jazz. By day, he recorded commercials off the air for a transcription service, but by night, Bill compiled a musical treasure chest, recording the jazz artists he loved off the radio. So the live nightclub and ballroom performances he captured captured were longer and more creatively daring as the artists were freed from the constraints of conventional studios, and that's the way they liked it. This collection was packed away for decades and only rumored to have existed. Then it was acquired by the National Jazz Museum in Harlem back in 2010. This was a discovery that made headlines around the world, literally, and the museum spent 7 years restoring the treasure of jazz into high fidelity gems that you just heard and you will over this next hour of jazz, and we will let it roll right on. The Secret of Bill is out, and you're going to love this good jazz music. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has our own little jazz hall of fame here. It's called the American Jazz Museum, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of savory jazz, literally and figuratively, the way Bill intended it to be. Speaking of those Kansas City roots, here's Count Basie with the tune sent for you yesterday off Volume 2 of this collection called Jumpin' at the Woodside, and we shall.
Kansas City, you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great multi-instrumentalist Benny Carter with More Than You Know off Volume 3, the collection called Honeysuckle Rose, and that was with Fats Waller and Pals, or known as the whole new window into the swing era, or a bona fide trip into the golden age of jazz with live, never-before-heard recordings. Once again, Bill Savory's exquisite taste in music has afforded us a very rare chance to reveal some of the greatest jazz sounds and music ever heard. We thought we lost, but we found it again. From the great guitar cat right out in Reno, Nevada, the other little Las Vegas. This is Carl Kress with the tune Heat Wave, and that's the way it was back then. There's one going on outside these studio walls, I can guarantee you that. This is off Volume 1 collection on this Savory Hour of Jazz, kids.
I'm a trumpet player and vocalist from New York City, and I'm so excited to be meeting my friend Joe Domino here with Neon Jazz. Enjoy.
Thank you. but I come to worry you. Baby, it's Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Baby, it's Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the law. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Don't send me nothing for Christmas, but my baby back to me.
That was the great Count Basie with Good Morning Blues off the Volume 2 Jumpin' at the Woodside collection. So the National Jazz Museum churns out the Count Basie Orchestra with Lester Young in their breakout years. Again, another set of gems. It's a rare 22-track collection from the late 30s that defined Count Basie's swing era legacy, and no one can touch him for that. This is another cat from that era via Volume 3. This is jazz double bassist who also played trombone and tuba, John Kirby and his sextet, giving you Boogie Woogie next on this Get Up and Get Down Hour of Jazz, kids.
Boogie Woogie was that clap hands jive. We came into rehearsal, man, and John Kirby said, "We got no parts. Let's fool around here." Now, Billy's got some notes for little Boogie Woogie. Procope, you come in. Charlie, come on in. O'Neill, bring the drums in and make a section. We'll give out that Boogie Woogie. Thank you.
Andrea Brackfeld, and you are listening to Neon Jazz. Thank you so much for listening to my music and to Joe's show, and I hope you're always listening to jazz because it's the best thing around.
I've been saving myself for you, just you, no one but you. I've staked my heart in your name, it's for you to claim someday. Been behaving myself for you, just you, no one but you. Because you'd never forgive a kiss I might give away. I'll keep myself to myself, and in the long run I'll win. I'll keep myself to myself, because I know that you've been saving your love for me, just me, and come what may. Until we're together, I'm saving myself for you. Myself to myself, and in the long run I'll win. I'll keep myself to myself, because I know that you've been saving your love for me, just me, and come what may. Until we're together, I'm saving myself for you.
That was the Queen of Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, and that was the tune I've Been Saving Myself for You off Volume 1. The first polished volume was 18 masterfully restored tracks by Coleman Hawkins, Ella Fitzgerald, and so many more. So this volume has the 21-year-old Ella teamed up with Chick Webb swinging, and it's a great volume, like all three of them are. Again, we have done it before, and we will do it again. This is the great Count Basie next on the show. This is Limehouse 2 as this savory-infused hour of jazz continues here on Neon Jazz.
a jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was the massive talent and leader of an era, Chick Webb, with the tune Liza, off Volume 3. So Chick represented the triumph of the human spirit in both jazz and life. Hunchbacked and small in stature, almost a dwarf with a large face and very broad shoulders, he fought off congenital tuberculosis of the spine in order to become one of the most important competitive drummers and band leaders of the big band era. And that is for sure. So this next cat, revered by all in jazz, is one of the best on the piano. This is Fats Waller with The Alligator Crawl off Volume 1, as we see you later, Crocodile, here on this hour of Neon Jazz.
All of us.
Basic.
That was the man of the hour and the great Casey Shadow, Count Basie, with Pound Cake. So the National Jazz Museum in Harlem is a Smithsonian affiliate, and it's today a thriving center for jazz, reaching out to diverse audiences to teach them about the great American music. The museum was founded in 1997 by Leonard Garment, counsel to two U.S. presidents, and an accomplished jazz saxophonist, Abraham D. Sofer. Their mission is to preserve, promote, and present jazz by inspiring knowledge, appreciation, and celebration of jazz both locally, nationally, and even internationally. Again, from the great John Kirby, again with his sextet in tow, this is Blues to Keep on an hour of Jazz to Keep right here on Neon Jazz.
We wanted a small blues, a blues not mean but neat, a railing blues, not ordinary. We played Chicago and got the parts and worked it out at night. In the nighttime, near the loop, we made Blues Petite.
My name is Vadim Nesilovsky. I'm from Ukraine originally, based in New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. We'll be right back.
Again, it sounds like a broken record or just a great three-volume set. That was the great Count Basie with the Apple Jump 1 off Volume 2 at the Woodside. So the Jazz Museum there in Harlem is committed to keeping jazz present and exciting in the lives of a broad range of audiences. Young and old, novice and scholar, artist and patron, enthusiast, and just a curious listener. Each year, the museum produces and presents more than 80 free programs in New York City, engaging hundreds of professional jazz artists and reaching nearly 20,000 people from around the world. This next one from Little Jazz, a man that knew how to blow that trumpet. This is Roy Eldridge with Body and Soul as this episode of Neon Jazz Full of Soul rolls on.
Thank you. My name is Bill Cunliffe, and I'm from Los Angeles. And I really enjoy listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Count Basie and his orchestra have not prepared this next number for you, but it's a jam session featuring Messrs. Evans, Young, Clayton, and Jones in Rosetta, a Count Basie jam session.
That again was The Count with Rosetta. Man, plenty of Count on this hour. One of the most important band leaders of the swing era, like Chick. And this is a cat that led a big band from 1935 until his death almost 50 years later. And that band continued to perform after he left Earth. That's an impressive jazz candle to keep on the mantle, indeed. And the man to do the honors is a name that defined jazz piano. Again, this is Fats Waller with the tune, I've Got Rhythm, and he always did, and I hope you dug the savory rhythm of three volumes of some seriously good jazz from Bill and his brilliant recording ways. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, one savory, cool radio cat, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.